Have you ever been watching an action or science fiction movie and gotten to the scene where the evil villain has our hero tied to a chair with a laser pointed right at the hero's chest? All hope seems lost, but at the last second, the laser malfunctions and our hero escapes. Luckily for our hero, solid-state lasers, like those used by evil villains or just by regular scientists, suffer from thermal effects. Now, thermal effects are not something that we want in a laser. Best case scenario, they lead to inaccurate measurements. And worst case scenario, well, the laser can shut itself off. In order to avoid these unwanted effects, we need a way of removing the heat from the lasing source. Now, this can be pretty tough to do if your lasing material is a solid. But what if it was a liquid? Picture a closed-loop system filled with liquid. As the liquid heats up, it is replaced with cool, new liquid, much like how the water in your car's radiator is pumped around the engine setup. Now imagine this same idea applied to a liquid mixed with particles that could lase. If the right material was used, this could solve overheating in lasers. So, what kind of material could we use to achieve this liquid laser? There are many requirements that our material would need to meet. First, the particles in the liquid need to be small enough to avoid scattering the laser beam that we are trying to make. This means that we need to use nanoparticles. And to put this size into perspective, if you were to slice the diameter of one human hair into 20,000 pieces, you'd be getting close to the size of nanoparticles that we need. Next, our nanoparticles need to have a small amount of an element called neodymium. Now, neodymium is important because it emits the same wavelength that many solid-state lasers use for their measurements. We also need our nanoparticles to emit that same wavelength for long enough to create a stable laser beam. Finally, our nanoparticles need to be mixed into a liquid with a high boiling point so that as the liquid heats up, it does not evaporate before it can be cooled down again. On the slide behind me, we can see an electron microscope image of the nanoparticles that I have made. They meet all of these requirements. My thesis shows that these nanoparticles could be used in a liquid laser to eliminate thermal effects, thereby improving the quality of measurements for anyone that uses lasers, even evil villains. Thank you.